Where are we holding?
Some party going on, obviously. We are on Samach Gimel Amud Bet, 63B in Masechet Brachot, nearly coming towards the end. There's not much for this, is it? Where have you been? What time do you call this? I have to shout at you. I have to shout at you.
Why?
Because anyone who stays quiet when their teacher shouts at him merits to understand the difference between monetary law and capital offences. I just learned that in Gemara.
What?
Capital offences.
Capital offences and?
Monetary law.
Monetary law.
Sanhedrin. So if I don't shout at you and you stay quiet, I have to stay quiet twice. So I have to shout at you twice. And then you're going to understand Sanhedrin a lot better.
Well, no, my problem is that the cat, one of the cats was...
No excuses about the cat.
Where. I mean,
no excuses,
they must be holding up their poop and not going for 3 or 4 days and then doing it in the worst possible spot. Right. Way up high in an Aaron. And it's just absolutely disgusting and ridiculous. And
it is. Those cat, they're bad manners. Send them back to school.
No, we can't give them away. Even though my wife wants to give them back to Ganit, the cat lady who rescues Jerusalem cats in Kataman.
Uh-huh. Where else? Which one is
a white donkey with a strange looking guy on.
What?
A white donkey with a strange looking guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, okay, fine. So it doesn't bother us. We don't need to worry about that.
Mashiach?
Oh, could it be?
Eliyahu,
a
Navi?
Was the donkey flying?
No,
I
don't think Eliyahu's on a flying donkey. I think he's...
Mashiach is on a flying donkey.
No, I thought Eliyahu was supposed to be on a plain white donkey.
No, it's Mashiach on the donkey. Mashiach's on the donkey. Eliyahu doesn't come. Eliyahu comes when he comes, but not the donkey is the Mashiach.
Okay. Well, I mean, they keep saying any day now.
He's coming when?
He's coming on Shabbat HaKadosh.
Oh yeah? You heard it? You read it?
What's the first of the land. Then Eliyahu will come on Shabbat HaKadosh. Open the door, you're right.
Your feet, okay. Get yourself ready. Get yourself a new shirt.
Okay. I'm sorry, where are we?
We are 63B5.
Right. Okay.
About towards the end of the first column. So we're darshing out a pasuk which says that if you shame yourself, you'll be lifted up. But if you muzzle yourself, then you're going to have to put your hand on your mouth, right? So we just said that a person who shames himself means that shames himself by asking questions of his rabbi all the time. Even though he might be embarrassed to ask because other people might make fun of him asking questions, shouldn't be afraid to ask questions. That's the way he's going to learn. But if he stops himself from asking and he muzzles himself, then he's going to have to put his hand on his mouth, meaning that later on when he gets asked a question on Torah, he's going to be... doesn't know what to say because he never found out the answer. Okay, Rashi, we looked at the Rashi Im Zamot, which Rashi's text of Im Zaman that we have. Shesamta picha milishoel, when you stopped your mouth up from asking, right? You didn't ask the questions. Lashon Zaman Tabaat Shel Ritsuah. It's the ring of a strap. She totvim b'chotem b'heima. Totvim, tochavim, tochavim, tochav. Right. That goes over the nose. Chotem, the nose, right? So it has, and you put a ring through, nice, with a strap to guide him. B'chotem b'heima. Share Asika Ra'im. Ra'im. But not name Otto Bislatea Lutoferet. Tofram Yachad Palistot Palistot Sofcha, your end, sheti ten yad lepeh, you put your hand on your mouth, kashishalucha, when they ask you, v'lo teida lehashiv, you don't know the answer. What is mashal of Tom? I don't like.
I can understand. Is there any footnote?
No. No, not that bit.
46?
No, 46 on the bit before, but.
So are they saying that you shouldn't be embarrassed by asking, thinking that someone will say you're stupid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. So we don't have that that worry in this class. Thank God. Okay. Patach Rabbi Nechemia, b'chvod achsania v'delash. Rabbi Nechemia opened by speaking words of praise to his hosts. We saw there was different ways of opening the lecture. Some would say, thank you very much for allowing me to speak here today. The host is a wonderful person. And other people would say, praise for the Torah. The dispute we saw before as to whether it's appropriate to open your lecture with praise for the Torah or praise for your host. Nachon, we saw that. No, it was in a sugya before. Yeah, when the sages entered the vineyard in the brighter, it's on the thin lines, right on this page, towards the top of the page, about 10 lines down, 10, 12 lines down, you'll see two dots. Samach Gimel Amud Bet, this same page, 63b1. When the Tenu Rabbanan, the two dots, Tenu Rabbanan she nichnas Tenu Rabbateinu leKeren B'Yavne, right? When the sages entered Keren B'Yavne, what did they do? Hayusham Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Nechemia v'Rabbi Eliezer Benoch, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, right? So there were the four sages there. Patach Kulam b'Chvod Achsania. They all opened with praise of their host. And then it says, Patach Rabbi Yehuda Rosh Havnat Babuim B'chol Makom B'chvod Torah. But Rabbi Yehuda opened with praise of Torah instead. Right? Top. So, I can't remember. You have to go through. Each one of those four sages probably gave one of these sukkahs that we just read, maybe. That makes sense. Anyone's following carefully enough, then you can check if that was actually what we just did. Three rabbis, okay. And after that? After us. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Eliezer. have Rabbi Yehuda, and we have Rabbi Yanai. Who's Rabbi Yanai? So we have Rabbi Yehuda. And we're now to Rabbi Nechemiah, but we didn't have Rabbi Yossi. Where's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi
Eliezer?
Is
he?
We had Rabbi Yanai instead. I don't know why we have Rabbi Yanai. He was just commenting on. So maybe they're not in order. Rabbi Nechemiah, let's see who's after Rabbi. Yeah, after Rabbi Nechemiah we go to Rabbi Yossi, and then after Rabbi Yossi we go to Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yossi Galilee. So we are going to get all four of them, but just not in the right, not in the same order. Right, so there was four sages in Kerem Yavna, and each one of them is giving a drash. So we had the first one, this is the second one, Rabbi Nechemiah. First one was Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah.
The second
Okay, let's move forward. Patach Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah opened with words of praise for his hosts. The Darash, he expounded as follows. My dichtiv, what is that verse that is written in Shmuel that says, Vayomer Shmuel el Hakeni, Shmuel said to the Kenites, the Keni, Lechu Suru Redu, go, turn away, go down, Mitoch Amalekai, from amongst the Amalekites, Pen Osifcha Imo, lest I destroy you with them. Vata asita chesed im kol bnei Israel, and you have done kindness for all of the children of Israel. Right. So what is that? So the kindness that they did was Yitro. Yitro was a Kenite. Yisro, did it say that at all? Ben Keni, Yisro Hakeni, Yisro Keni. All right, but what was that? But we're saying that we did not destroy the Kenites because of the kindness that Yitro did for Am Yisrael. The Kenite, what kindness did he do? So he. He hosted at the feast. Yeah. He gave them a feast.
Yeah, when he came with
an Aaron,
Moshe's wife and the two children.
Nachon.
He said, "I will give Todah offering to Hashem."
Nachon. So it's saying,
so
it's saying,
all the elders,
right? So it's saying that they put on the feast. It wasn't the other way around.
Huh?
It wasn't. It wasn't Moshe putting on a feast for Yitro. Yitro came and put on a feast and hosted Moshe. Said, Moshe, come to my feast. No.
When he came, he said, I will give you the Torah to Hashem. And he invited all the elders. And Moshe invited him and Aaron and the elders.
But doesn't mention it.
Pishakini?
That might be late before, but you meant Sapporo. Moshe wasn't mentioned. Moshe comments, where's Moshe? He says that Moshe was, he was the leader. He was serving that way. That's how we got it.
It's like the Mordechai. The Kabbalah, it was still a servant.
Yeah. So you can go.
You went? You get the big education in the same thing. Listen. Rosh Mege Sidon, and all was a bike, and we serve the truth.
Okay, so what's the drush? The drush is Hello. Devarim kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. We're going to learn from this Passover kal v'chomer. Oma Yitro, if with Yitro, shelo karev et Moshe, ela lichvod asmo, who karev et Moshe, he drew close Moshe only for his own honor. Right? When Yitro hosted a feast, he said, come to my feast, Moshe. Why was he doing that? Was he doing that for the honor of Moshe, or was he doing that for honor of himself? So, Torah, Gemara's telling us, he did it for himself. Yitro did it for himself. Yitro said, I'm going to invite, if you decide, you know what, I'm going to invite the Prime Minister over for Shabbos. Right? Who am I doing that for? The Prime Minister, or doing it for me? Doing it for me. I'm going to stuff about the Prime Minister. Come to my house. Come home for a feast. Right? He did it for his own honor. Get the big man, Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest man, and invite him over for a feast. Right? He was doing it for himself. Gemara says. Right? So you learn a kal v'chomer. If we see from there that Yitro was only doing it for his own honor, he only invited Moshe to the feast for his own honor, and yet he was still considered to have done such a great kindness that many years later, when Am Yisrael came to attack the Amalek, that we told all the Kenites to leave because we don't want to hurt you, because we owe you for the kindness that your great grandfather Yitro did. He didn't do a kindness, he did it for his own honor, but we even call it a kindness that he did. So you learn from there, kal v'chomer, hamareach talmid hacham b'toch b'toch, someone who hosts Torah students in their home, which they're not doing it for their own honor, kal v'chomer, ume achilo, and feeds him, umashkehu, and gives him to drink, umhanehu, and menechasav, gives him to benefit from his possessions, alachat kama v'chama. How much more so is this considered a kindness? So next time you get invited for Shabbos, you can thank your hosts with this big, huge kal v'chomer. You can say, thank you for inviting me. You should know that Am Yisrael praised all the Kenites because of, it's a big drosh, but Tom, if you've got anything to say at the Shabbos table, you can say that.
Last time I was invited for Shabbat.
Yeah.
And they were from Mexico. So they have a little girl, maybe 2.5 or so. And they were sitting at the table, and I was sitting with the father, and the child came to the father. It was his grandchild. He said, is this a racham?
Pointing here, to you.
To me, because she has a book. The stories about the tzaddikim and the
Because
I'm
when I first moved to Israel, we lived in Modi'in, and I didn't have beard, payers, nothing. I was like, you know, the only difference, I looked like I had a keeper on my head, and I had, I was wearing short trousers and a t-shirt, and I had my tzitzit hanging out from underneath my t-shirt, but apart from that, and the keeper on my head, my next door neighbor, who wasn't Jewish, I mean, he wasn't Jewish, but Hashem, who wasn't from, right? They had a birthday party, so my kids went over to the birthday party. I went over to pick up my daughter a bit later on. The kids were all sitting there in the garden. I know how they all there. The kids.
That's who?
No, in Modi'in. And there, and as I walk into it, one of the kids goes, "It's Eliyahu Hanavi!" Pointing at me. Eliyahu Hanavi. Why? I haven't got a keeper on. Right, not right. And my sister were hanging out. That was it. I must have been Eliyahu Hanavi for that kid.
I won't go out too. I came the first time there. I knock on the door, I'm going to open the door. She saw me. There's no way back here. I said, no,
at the bus stop this morning, one of the guys from the Yishuv doesn't normally get the bus. There's a few guys who get the bus every morning. So he was, but I've seen him in shul. I don't even know his name. I've seen his face. We know he's top. Anyway, so he was at the bus stop. So he, I was already there. He walked over. Sometimes you don't know if they're going to say good morning or whatever. Top, depends on the person. So this person, he said good morning, and he was going to chat to me. So he says to me, and I can't repeat what he said to me because it was in Yiddish, like "Boss is doch," or like "How are you?" Whatever it was in Yiddish, I had no clue, but I understood it was something like "How are you doing?" or "How are you?" Whatever. It's an opening. I looked at him and said, "Yiddish?" He's like, "I don't know Yiddish either. I just thought you might know Yiddish." Why? Anybody would pay us to know Yiddish? I don't know. No.
Don't be so modest.
Oh, I had that issue with my daughter Ruckel. She refused to speak Hebrew to the doctor when she was getting her medical checkup for Zav Rishon. And so we had parent teacher conference last night. So I talked to her Hebrew teacher, and she said she's getting 90s in her tests. She knows the Hebrew. She's, she needs to speak up. I said, my fear is that when she goes to her Zav Rishon, she'll say something wrong, and they'll simply hand her a backpack and a gun.
She'll be fine. As soon as she's out of living with Israelis and doing and working, she'll be fine. She'll be fluent in no time.
From the tribe of Midian. So I don't know, it must be Kaylee or someone. He was invited to the house. That wasn't the party I was talking about before. I was thinking of a party that they made after he visited the Matan Torah that he came.
Yeah, yeah.
Now there was I think the party they're talking about is when he helped his daughter Tzipora.
Yeah.
Against the shepherds who were keeping her.
I hear.
And his father said, "What?
I'm going to have to get angry at you.
What?
I'm going to have to get angry at you. I'm going to have to get angry at you.
You are?
Yeah.
What does it say?
No, just because I'm looking for an excuse.
You have to be angry.
No, the reason why I'm sorry, it says here in the footnote that it's when he brought Aaron and the elders came to eat bread.
After Moshe Rabbeinu,
he put him in jail. Shmot 18. Okay. Let's do a bit more. Patach Rabbi Yossi, b'chvod Ahsaniya b'drash. Rabbi Yossi also had something to say nice about the hosts. If you ever get stuck for something to say about your hosts, then you can nonchalantly walk over to the bookshelf, pull off Masechet Brachot, open it up at the last page, and just start reading drashim that say nice things about the host. Lo titaev Adomi, ki achicha hu lo titaev mitzri. Do not titaev. Here it says reject.
Despite.
Do not be not nice to.
Do not despise
the Edomi, because he's your brother. Don't despise the Egyptian, because you were a foreigner in his land.
I think it's the same shortage of Toeva as well.
Yeah. So what's this talking about? It's talking about the fact that actually the third generation offsprings of Edomites and Egyptians can marry into Am Yisrael. We saw
Moabites.
Moabites, yeah, fair.
The male
Moabites aren't allowed to ever. Right, but the Egyptians and the Edomites are after three generations, right? So you can't reject them completely. Why? Because the Edomite's your brother. Who's the brother? Who's the Edomite?
Romans.
No, before then. Real brother.
Oh, Asaph.
Asaph was Edom, right? He was your brother, literally speaking, right? So don't be upset with him, and don't be upset with Mitzrayim, because you were. You're a refugee. You came to their country. You came over, took over the place. Right? Place was doing fine until all those Jews came along. And right? So, no.
Defeat you.
What's the matter, Rabbi Abraham? You're happy? What's the matter?
There's
what? You still wearing the intro story? 1812. That's a piece of music, isn't it?
No, there's a...
Overture.
Well, the... they killed in 1812, but also the War of 1812.
There's a War in 1812? Probably. That's why I probably made the piece of music.
Well, actually, there were two wars of 1812.
Probably lots of them, actually. But
one was the French-Russian War of 1812.
Oh, yeah?
And the other one was a little squabble between the Crown and the colonists.
The Crown, should I stand up? Okay, so anyway, what's his drosha that he wants to make from this verse?
Yosef
HaSadiq. Tov. He also makes a Kal V'chomer. Halod Varim Kal V'chomer. Can we not make a Kal V'chomer from this? Ma Mitzriim shelo kervu Yisrael ela latzorach hasma. What can we say about the Egyptians who only drew close Am Yisrael, meaning they hosted them in their land, right, for their own purposes, right? Shenema, like it says, v'im yadata v'yesh ba anshe chayil v'samtem sarei mikne al asheli. And if you know that there are among them men of strength, then appoint them officers over the flocks that are mine. Right? They knew that there was it was good for them to have Am Yisrael there. They saw how Egypt benefited by having Yosef, and they thought, Tom, if there's more like him, then bring him on. Thank you very much. So they only did it for their own sakes. Kach hamarech talmid hacham betoch beito. Then so too we can say someone who hosts a Torah scholar in their home. Should put this up on the board for hosting Torah scholars. And what did he do? Machilo, mashkeru, manehu, mechnasav. He feeds him, he gives him to drink, he benefits him from his possessions. Alachat kama makama. How much more so he's deserving of. Can you see him now? How much more so he is deserving of praise. So a host. What? Kal Vakamah, what?
You, no. The Yitros Rav is still not fulfilled.
Why?
Because it's, we're trying to say that, what are we trying to learn from the first part of Yitro, the story of Yitro?
That he hosted
Moshe only for
his own benefit. And
so it doesn't say that. In the Pshat it says that Moshe wasn't even invited to that party. Wasn't invited. But the story with
Nahon, it wasn't Moshe. Sorry, it was Aaron and the elders of Israel came. He invited the deputy PM and all the cabinet. He didn't invite the PM.
But the first part,
you say Moshe?
It doesn't have to host Moshe.
What?
It doesn't have to host Moshe.
Yeah, no, the first story where Moshe came and...
Yeah, and helped him with the flocks.
And he helped his daughter out.
Yeah.
And then Moshe left.
Okay, so...
He tells him, let's go. Go after him. Get him.
Okay.
But
we're trying to show that he did it for his own sake. We don't want to say that he did it out of kindness. We're trying to show Kal Vachomer. Here's someone who did it for his own sake. Kal Vachomer, much better, is a host of a Talmid Chacham when you're doing it actually for the Talmid Chacham, to be kind to him. Kal Vachomer is much better.
He
threw him into a pit for 10 years.
Right.
Only after that he married him. When he saw that he was alive after 10 years in the pit, he thought, Tov, you can marry her. Maybe there's something going on here. You can marry her.
I mean, he didn't know that his daughter was feeding Moshe for the last 10 years. He figured after 3 days the guy would be dead.
When did he take the staff out of the stone? As that was nicked by King Arthur. The story. Moshe's staff.
Right.
That he did all the miracles with.
Right.
Where did that come from? He found it. He found it on the floor.
No.
He got it from.
Nimrod.
It was originally Adam Arishon. It was passed down, and then
Yitro,
who was head of all the Avodah Zarah, took it. And it was. I don't know how it got in. It was stuck in a stone, and no one could remove it. Until Moshe came along one day, saw, "Oh, there's a nice stick," and took it out.
You say we have to make an announcement to invite Torah Shula. We have none. It's only one Torah Shula in Yeshiva.